USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and to be open safely.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking in his home state of Delaware. Biden also took questions from reporters and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
And there's been overwhelming requests that I do come because what we want to do is we got to heal. We got to put things together, bring people together.
Biden is set to meet with the Blake family as well. Now, President Trump tried to talk to the Blake family, but they wanted lawyers on the phone during the phone call. President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina, as the first American World War II heritage city, the president making the declaration on VJ Day on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Democrats and Republicans still working on a new stimulus package. With the details on how things are going, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package. The Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
United Airlines says it plans to cut 16,370 staff as part of its efforts to halve its domestic workforce amid the pandemic-driven slump in passenger demand. This comes 2 days after United said they would be dropping any fees if you change your flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Top congressional Republicans are blaming the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, for recent skirmishes in the Capitol involving protesters demanding racial justice. The ranking Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, Jim Jordan of Ohio and James Conner of Kentucky, want Muriel Bowser to produce documents pertaining to how the city has handled what the Republicans describe as left-wing agitators. Colorado Republican Senator Ken Buck also wants to know how these groups are being financed.
Well, I suspect that there is a common source. I'm not going to speculate on what that common source is, but it's clear to me we at the left, the same time the left is talking about defunding the police, the left is funding in a huge way these protests. These protesters are coming from all over the country. They're having obviously transportation costs, housing costs, food costs. Paid for, and perhaps even salaries and other benefits. So it's important to know when you're dealing with organized crime like this, well, where the funding is coming from.
Buck speaking there on Fox News, and up and away for magician David Blaine. Blaine, wearing a harness that held 52 helium-filled balloons above the Arizona sky, reached his projected altitude of 18,000 feet. He then pulled a parachute and ended up safely back in the Arizona desert. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.